Blog Talk Radio.
Insight, guidance, understanding, and answers. Wouldn't you love to be able to sit in front of your angels and ask them all the questions that you ever wanted the answers to? Questions about life, love, business, relationships, spirituality, just anything that you ever wanted to know about? Welcome to Ask Your Angels, a show that discusses spirituality on a simple level, teaches you how to tap into the power of infinite wisdom and knowledge within you to get the answers that you seek. Did you know that you were already connected to infinite wisdom, infinite knowledge, and infinite abundance? Hi, I'm Fran Lee, your host. Let's get started.
Well, hello, 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 guys. How are you? It's Fran, owner of Angels with Fran, back with another Ask Your Angels. Okay, guys, so once again, I have gotten the emails. Yes, I have been missing in action. I have been out of the country and traveling abroad, not only working, but regrounding and getting myself together. And, you know, sometimes you got to take that space for yourself and reground so that I can come back and give you guys what you need from me and give my clients what they need from me. So that's where I have been. But thank you guys for your concern. And thank you for emailing me, telling me that you missed my show. That means so much to me. I really, really love doing this. And I love being able to talk to you guys and connect with you and help you get the answers that you desire. So I am going to jump into the show quickly, but I do want to share some things with you first. Number one, I will be in Dallas, Texas in September at Love Thyself Day Spa. I will be doing a class on how to activate the law of attraction and to connect with your angels, as well as the owners of Love Thyself Day Spa will be doing a raw food class, and they will be teaching you how to be healthy from the inside out. And it's going to be a dynamic event, one that you don't want to miss. So if you are in the Dallas area, see me. Come out, meet me. Talk to me. Chat with me. I would love, love, love to meet you. And also in October, I will be in Orange County. We are doing an intentional living event at the Aris Hotel, October 22nd. Actually, Angels with Fran is presenting intentional living, and I have two dynamic, I mean, hard-hitting speakers that are going to be there with me. I have Kim Blockin, and she is a abundance and lifestyle coach. And Kim has just come out the gate running. I mean, she put her feet on the ground and has not stopped moving. She is wowing audiences all over the world, and she is a dynamic teacher. And then I have Janice Mumford, and Janice is an advocate for women and empowerment and just helping you live to your highest potential. So that is October 22nd, and tickets are now on sale for that event on Eventbrite. We have an early bird special that if you get your ticket before August the 31st, you will get a huge discount. Now, I want to tell you something else about this particular event. We've got some great sponsors. So if you ladies are in the California area, you might want to come out for this one. We have got Sephora. We've got MAC. We have got Starbucks. We've got makeup artists. You get your pictures professionally taken. We've got all kinds of vendors, and we even have childcare. So if you're saying, you know, I can't go, I don't have a babysitter, we will have childcare on hand. So you just need to come on out and just learn some really, really powerful techniques and tools to get yourself moving in the right direction. Last but not least for this year, in November the 12th, I will be in Las Vegas. So if you're in Las Vegas, come on out and see me. I will be doing another event there, and I am so excited about this event. Actually, Kim excuse me, actually Kim is promoting this event, and this event is also about intentional living and elevation, taking your life to the next level spiritually, learning how to connect, and I will be teaching how to connect with your angels and your intuition and your spirit, period. Just learning how to become more spiritually grounded and in tune. And this is the Ambitious Woman Seminar. Let me tell you something. There's so many heavy hitters on this bill, I can't even say it. I can't even go down the list because that would take way too much time. But I'm just telling you, prepare yourself. If you're ready for a change, you've got to do things that bring change. All right, you can find all this information on my website, www.angelswithfran.org. Also, if you guys follow this radio show, come follow me on Facebook. I do lots of great things there. I give away lots of great stuff. And I'm always present there. So you can always find me on Facebook. And if you go to Facebook, you can find all the stuff that I'm doing. And on Fridays on Facebook, I answer questions. Yes, you can ask a free question on Friday, and I answer them on Sunday. So it's like 16,000 strong over there. Come on over. Let's get it going. I would love to have you guys over there. So, you know, I always start with something before I start taking calls. And I'm going to give you what the angels are giving me right now. You know, sometimes we get into our comfort zone. We get into our space, and we kind of put our blinders on, meaning that we don't really think about what's going on around us, and we're not really concerned with other people. And we just are kind of in the me mode. Well, spiritually, when you get into the me mode, that is your ego. That's your ego. Ego is all about me. What can you do for me? What can you do for me? How can you do this for me? What are you going to do for me? When you are operating in spirit and love, it's about how can you serve. Now, I want to make something clear. Not by any means am I telling you to give yourself away. Don't mistake being of service and giving yourself away. They're two totally different things. What Spirit is saying here is that you have to have a heart to serve. And in your service, that is where your prosperity lies. Not just prosperity in your pocket, but prosperity in your life, prosperity of love and abundance. If you're in a place and you're finding that what you're doing is not working or you're not getting the results that you desire, find a way to serve someone else. Find a way to help someone else. And before you know it, your situation will be taken care of. All right, guys, I've got some people holding. I'm going to answer some calls here. And then I have some emails that I promised I would answer, and I've got to get to those too, but I'm going to go to the 804 area code. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Brittany.
Hi.
And, yes, this is my first time being on the radio or whatever, and I was just calling to see... Thank you. I was just calling to see, like, you know, what can you pick up on me, or do you have any great advice or anything that you can give me, anything particular?
Well, what area are you wanting me to look in? Is there a particular area?
No, just whatever comes to your heart.
Okay, all right.
Whatever,
well, let's talk about that.
Heart.
That's good. I like that. That's good. Okay, so here's the thing. The first thing I see is, this is symbolic, so I see a pie, okay? And you know how pies are cut into slices, right?
Yes.
The angels are telling me that you have all these little decisions to make, and you sometimes feel overwhelmed by these little decisions. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so they're telling me to tell you that you need to do it like you would do a pie. You need to slice it, basically, cut it down, cut the decisions down, and do one thing at a time. You overwhelm yourself because you try to take on too much. Not only too much for you, but you try to take on a lot of everybody else's stuff, too. You're a big helper. Do you understand that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And people come to you for help because they know you're a big helper. So they know that if they don't want to do it, they can probably get you to do it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, you are so right.
Okay, so what the angels really want you to know today is that it's time for you to make time for yourself. So the way that you would care for and love other people and the way you take time to do those things for other people, it's now time for you to do those things for yourself. I feel like you are wanting a relationship or there's something around the relationship. I'm not quite sure. They're not being real forthcoming about this relationship, whatever this issue is here. But they're telling me to tell you that by the time it's cold, you'll understand why whatever didn't work, but there'll be something new on the way. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I've been told that a lot, too. And, you know, I get it or whatever. I'm not. You know, I've been thinking about myself a lot, working on myself, because I do see everybody reaching out to me, always wanting me to do it. And sometimes I feel like they try to take advantage of me or whatever.
Absolutely. And they do.
And
yeah,
I find,
feel like it. They are. They're trying to. You're absolutely right.
So it's like, you know what? You know, I pray to God and I ask God, you know, to help me get through this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
mm-hmm.
that was a word. Confirmation from you, you know, because I've been thinking about that a lot, putting myself first.
You have to put yourself first. You can call me or drop me an email. I would love to talk to you more. But I'm
okay.
going to tell you this, that, you know, God always says that, you know, the word says there's a season for everything. You understand? You've been in this season. It's kind of like this season, like this time where you really had to understand who was around. Okay, let me slow down. You had to understand who was around you and why they were around you. And now you understand that. So what God is doing is he's making a path for you. He's clearing the path, basically. So he's taking those things off that used to be, and he's replacing them with things, new things, greater things. So by the time it gets cold, your life is not even going to look like this. Like it looks right now, your life is not even going to look like this. It's going to be so different. So I'm just telling you just to hang on and trust it. It is going to happen. Just you can write this one down.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. And what
email
is your
me
name
and
again?
Let me know what happens. My name
okay.
is... And my name is Fran, and my website is www.angelswithfran.org. And
okay.
Send me an email, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
All right.
You.
It's really good to talk to you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So it's really interesting how spirit works, right? Like, they always give messages that pertain to what people are going through. And the angels are very, very, very insightful when it comes to what's happening right now in your life and what you need. So interesting to me how the message that they wanted me to give you guys before we got started was about, you know, people and self-worth, basically, and taking care of yourself, but taking care of people too. I'm going to say this again because I don't want people to confuse it. There is a difference between being selfish and not being selfish. You have to sometimes be selfish in order to give. Because if you have nothing to give because you haven't taken care of yourself, you can't help nobody else. So It's a difference. We got to know the difference. All right, guys, I'm going to go to the 786 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, friend. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No problem.
I'm fine.
Thank you for calling.
My name is Samantha, and I just love the topic that you're speaking on because I really, in like the last 3 years, have really been being helpful but learning to dial back to take care of myself, because I would usually give so much of my time and other resources that I felt like I had none to myself, or the people I would give to, really, even at the times when I needed some assistance wouldn't help me. And I truly resonate with that message. And I think I've really gotten better at it and recognizing when I'm doing a bit too much and to get out back and take care of myself. And
good. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. And I wanted to know if you and Sarah see as far, I guess, in relationships or possible relationships coming in. I am still dating, but nothing serious. No one that I've met has really caught my eye or really interested me into getting to know them any better. And I was wondering if
let's talk about something really quick. So your relationships, this is the thing that I see about your past relationship. One relationship in particular, there's been a lot of going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Do you know which relationship this is? It seems like it ends and then it comes back. And then it ends and then it comes back. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do, but it could be two people, but both those gentlemen, like, I stopped contact. I don't have any contact with them.
It's not about the relationship. It's about the message around why they're bringing that up for you. So let me tell you what they're telling me. The minute that you begin to truly value yourself, you're going to have what you need. And right now, you have been so caught up, just like you said, in giving yourself away and giving it all away because you're very selfish. But you're in the wrong place with the wrong people. Do you?
I understand that.
Okay. So what they're telling me now is to tell you it's time for you to take a step back and just really think about what you want. Like, what do you really want? What would really make you happy? Because once you know what will make you happy, you can have it. But you got to know what it is first. And I see that you always have people around you. I mean, you can have anybody around you. You can have any kind of relationship you truly wanted, even if you didn't really want one, you just wanted somebody to hang out with, whatever the case may be. You can have that, but that's not fitting to you anymore. Like, there's been a change in you now. So you want the real stuff. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so with that being said, what they're saying is that it's just time for you to say, okay, this is good, this is not good. This will work, this won't work. And start eliminating things that don't feel good and asking your angels to bring you what you need, what will be your highest purpose, because you'll get it.
Okay.
It's almost as if spirit had to wait until you got ready.
That does make sense.
Does that make sense? Okay. So now that you're ready, they'll bring it to you. So all you got to do is ask.
I have been. I definitely have been.
Okay. And here's one more thing I want to tell you. And I heard what you said, that you haven't had any contact with these gentlemen, and it's been, but I do see one of them reaching out to you again. And the angels don't make choices for you. It's completely your choice on what you want to do. But
yeah,
just be prepared. That's all. They're just preparing you, because one of them will reach out for you, will reach out to you again, and it won't be long.
Well, that is so on point, because I swear to you, not even a week ago, I had a dream about one of the exes that I had reaching out to me. I'm like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I swore, well, what is this? I was so angry with the dream, but I didn't know if it was just a subconscious thing or if it was something that was coming into fruition. But
now you'll hear from them. I'm sorry, I didn't want to tell you that, because you said you hadn't, but I have to tell you what they're telling me, and you will. But again, it's your choice to say, yeah, no, I'm done with this, or, you know, whatever. But just be, they just want you to be prepared. That's the word they're giving me. Okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you so
You're
very much.
You're very welcome. Fred. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank
Talk
you.
Talk to you later. All right, bye-bye. Okay, guys, so here we are. I've got to answer an email, and time has gone, right? Like, we have 3 minutes. Here's the thing. I want to try to get to everybody that calls, because the angels want to help. I think I might have to lengthen the show. If you guys would love to see this show go an hour, drop me an email and let me know. angelswithfran.org. If you wanted to go an hour, we can probably get it on for an hour. I would love to do that, because I'd like to talk to you more. Okay, so I'm going to answer this really quick email. So the email is from Sharon in New York, and Sharon is telling me, she's asking, well, here she is, what do you do when you have thoughts and you know that they're not your thoughts and those thoughts come to pass? How do you handle that? How did you know that you had a gift? Well, this is going to be quick and easy. So the way that I knew is just like that. I knew things about people, and I knew things about situations with no way I should know. There was no way I should know these things. There were things happening. There were things I would see, and then maybe hours later or the next day, it would happen. The biggest thing that made me really know that I had a gift is that I could touch people and see their lives like a movie. So it was almost like a movie was playing above me or above them, and I knew that wasn't me. There's no way I would know the things about people that I knew. So you have to pray and ask God to give you the discernment to handle what he's given you, and also ask for wisdom and direction on how to use it. Remember, spirit is extremely, extremely intelligent, and it will never, never, never lead you wrong. But you have to ask for guidance and wisdom. All right, guys, my producer is telling me you got to get out of here. www.angelswithfran. Follow me on Facebook. It's Fran Lee. Angels with Fran. I answer free questions on Fridays. You can just find me. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. Follow me. If you want me to lengthen the show and do it for an hour, drop me an email. Let me know. I won't do it unless I hear from you. But if you really would like for me to extend this hour, this show, so that I can take more of your questions, let me know, and we will see about getting that done. All right, guys, I'll be back next week, same place, same time. Talk to you later. Have a fabulous week. And remember, your angels are always with you, and you walk by faith even when you cannot see. See you later. Bye-bye.